I didn't just walk away once and for all. I went in and out. And there would be seasons where I was all in, lighting the candles, pulling the cards, meditating, journaling, noticing every single little synchronicity, every 444, right? Which I love to do. And then feeling like the universe was speaking directly to me through songs and numbers and dreams and little encounters with strangers. It was beautiful. And I love synchronicities. I'd feel anchored, held like I was finally in rhythm with life again. And then there would be other seasons where I'd push it all away. I'd think, nope, this feels tainted. This feels like the same old dogma I left behind, just dressed up in crystals. And then in those moments, I couldn't bring myself to do a single ritual. Stepping out was the only way I could reconnect with what was real for me. It was the pause that allowed me to say, okay, what's mine here? And what's noise? Hello, hello, magical friends. Yo meets. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Ooh, and if you're listening to this on Magic Monday, don't forget that tonight we have an Aries full moon, which is fiery and bold and all about release. And Aries energy reminds us to step into our courage and to let go of old fears or frustrations and to honor that balance between our independence and our relationships. And so it's a moon that pushes us to move forward with honesty and clarity. So perhaps you can light a red or orange or white candle if you have one, or just any candle, whatever you have, and then sit where you can see the moon if you can. And if not, just visualize her glow. And on a piece of paper, write down what you're ready to let go of, the frustrations and the fears and the resentments, or anything that feels like it's been holding back your courage. And then safely burn the paper in a fire-safe dish. Say, I release what no longer fuels me, and I keep only the fire that moves me forward. And place your hand on your heart, take a deep breath, and speak one thing that you're ready to pursue bravely this season, whether it's a project or a boundary or a personal intention. And then blow out the candle with gratitude, imagining that flame now burning inside of you. This is what resonates with me for the Aries full moon tonight, but maybe you are in a different kind of mood. Maybe instead you'd rather move your body with some dance and stretch and even stomp your feet and just release. I'll be dancing to Taylor tonight. Might be the form of release I do, but I do think I'm gonna do this candle letting go ceremony with myself and the moon. Maybe Jordan will join if he wants to. And before we dive into today's topic, I have to share what's been giving me life lately. Truly, Taylor Swift's new album. I made a very intentional choice with it. I wanted my first listen to be mine before scrolling the apps, because I know how it goes. Everybody shares their opinion. And before the think pieces, before everybody else's takes are heard, I wanted to allow my time with this album to be mine. So there I was, upstairs in the loft, tucked in bed, headphones in, just me, dancing and bopping by myself, taking in every sound, every lyric, like many of you I know. And so on the first listen, it felt pure and fun, the boppy glitteriness. And then the second time I listened, I worried, wait, is this one not as lyrically in depth? Maybe this is a little too superficial. But of course, I was going to give it a third listen because I was like, no, I'm not really listening. I had to laugh at myself even, because I'm like, of course, this is Taylor. Of course, it's full of metaphors. And it is. Sure, it's just poetically different than Folklore, Evermore, and the Tortured Poets Department. But man, it is still clever and brilliantly and hilariously metaphorical. And then by the fourth listen, of course, and honestly every time since, I've just fallen more and more and more in love with this album. It feels so great. And at first I even thought there's no skips, but to be honest, Ruin the Friendship came on, and wow, that one hits hard. It makes me think of a high school best friend who passed away around the same time the person the song is about for Taylor passed away, which is a strange, beautiful life parallel. And Jordan, my boyfriend, was best friends with him too. So a very special person in our life. And you know, that's just one, even though I love the song. I can't do it every time. So yeah, that's my only skip, just because of that. Makes me cry. I don't want to cry every time. But anyway, right now, the songs that keep replaying in my mind are Opalite, Elizabeth Taylor, and Father Figure. If I add my top five, I'd say also Cancelled and The Fate of Ophelia. But like every Taylor album, the favorites evolve. Except for Evermore. Mine was immediately Willow. The first time I heard it, immediately Willow, stayed Willow. Have any of them replaced my ultimate favorite, Willow, yet? Nope, not yet. Still feels like a soul connection song for me, like nothing else. I don't know how to explain what it does to me every time the guitar intro plays. Ugh. Yeah, that one was released at a time when I was really going through it spiritually. I was questioning everything. I mean, it came out in December 2020. And that is when I was going through it. If you're a long-time listener, you might remember how I was all over the place. That was the year for a lot of us that changed everything, right? But something about Willow, whenever I'd hear it, I'd tap right back into that magical space I love. Even when my human was grieving the loss of that magical feeling of spirituality, quote unquote, that song always reminded me it was still there. And that's kind of where I want to go with today's episode as well, because like my evolving relationship with Taylor's music, my relationship with spirituality has had its own first listens, re-listens, and the wait, there's more here than I even thought moments. And so there's been the initial excitement, of course, and the deep love, the doubts, and the parts I had to skip sometimes. And yet something in me always came back, always comes back. So today I'm going to be real honest, by the way, maybe a little blunt about my own ups and downs with spirituality and how I was first turned on to it and the freedom of connecting with the divine in my own way. That was what was so exciting because that's not what I grew up with. And then how I started to feel turned off. So consider this my honest reflection, not a polished version of spirituality, not the fluffy version, but just a real one. I'll always intend for it to be for these Magic Mondays, because even though I've stepped in and out of it many times, I've found my way back in a way that feels so much more grounded and much more peaceful, much more aligned, and just truly mine. So Willow came out, like I said, during a time when I was spiritually unraveling, questioning everything I had been taught and wondering if maybe the magic I had once felt was all just an illusion. In fact, I was becoming a little nihilistic, a little skeptic for sure. And that song, though, reminded me that no, it's still there. I don't know why it would pull me in, but it would. And even if my human mind was doubting, my soul was still connected to something bigger. And that's what first drew me into spirituality in the first place. The freedom to connect with the divine, however it felt right for me, right? Not how someone told me to feel it, or not through a set of rules, not through one person's interpretation, just me and the divine in whatever form it showed up. And then after coming from a background where I had been told exactly what to believe, how to live, what was right, what was wrong, the idea of being free was intoxicating, right? It was like fresh air after being in a stuffy room. And I felt like I could breathe again and I could explore meditation and journaling and crystals, energy, prayer, chanting, tarot, astrology, numerology, human design, all the fun things, all the things that are so fun and near and dear to my heart, all these different ways of connecting and see which ones resonated with me, which everything I listed did and still does. And there was no one telling me that's not allowed, that's devilish. It was just try it, see how it feels, let it expand you, and if it brings you lightness, then beautiful. And they did. And in those early days, I just was so devout into this. I fell in love with the idea that the divine wasn't something separate or distant or sitting on a throne judging me. It was something within me and around me, accessible at any time. And that was powerful. And I love that spirituality gave me permission to embrace my curiosity again. You know, I could ask questions. I could explore mysteries. I could follow the little sparks of synchronicity that showed up in everyday life. A certain number pattern, a random book falling off a shelf, a song lyric hitting me at just the right moment. It all felt like divine breadcrumbs. I just love the freedom to explore my spirituality the way I want to, as a free bird, not being told how to do it or how to see it. And even deeper than that, spirituality softened me. I mean, it helped me forgive myself, and it helped me begin healing parts of me that I didn't even realize were holding me back. And it taught me that I wasn't broken and I'm simply just human, having a human experience, trying to find my way. And so when I began podcasting here on Your Own Magic back in 2017, it was because I was just so lit up by this. I really was intoxicated by the positivity and I wanted to share it. I wanted others to feel that same sense of magic and the sense that you are more than just your circumstances, more than just your pain, more than just your doubts, that you have access to something infinite and loving always. So yeah, that's what turned me on to free-form, non-religious, unorganized, independent, unbound spirituality, being spiritually boundless. So yeah, that is again what turned me on to spirituality. The freedom, the connection, the breath of fresh air. And I wanted to hold space here for anyone listening who might remember that first spark in their own journey. Maybe it was a book. Maybe it was a meditation class. Maybe it was a song. I know for me, it started in a yoga class. And then Shavasana, I had never felt so connected to my soul in my life, even more than in church. But whatever it was, you'll always remember that moment you realized, oh yeah, I'm not alone in this. I'm connected. I wanted others to feel, again, that same sense of magic, that sense that you are more than just your circumstances, more than just your pain, more than just your doubts, that you have access to something infinite and loving always. So here's where, again, I'm going to be blunt. Because as much as spirituality gave me freedom and connection, there was a point when I started to feel turned off by it. And also maybe this is just part of the spiritual journey, right? You have your ups and downs. If we're just so honest, we go through this. Maybe we're not always turned on. Maybe we're not always on and feeling that connection because we're human. And I think it's important to talk about that because if something feels off, it usually is. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because again, we're human, that happens. But certain spiritual beliefs or people believe that you are quote unquote asleep, or I just find that language kind of toxic. And I know people feel it and I used to as well, but now I look back and I'm like, that's kind of toxic because we're all human. Oh, it's 4:44 p.m. Anyway, we're all human and we are doing our best. And sometimes we might assess things in a certain way and it might not align with what somebody believes you should believe or believes that this is how you should see the world. It's just not going to always be the case. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your Hormone Harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever. So you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. And at first, so it was just little things. I'd noticed certain teachers or influencers saying a lot of the right words, but something about their energy felt a little manipulative. They were more invested in selling you a course or something instead of actually guiding you. And nothing wrong with selling a course and someone making money doing what they love. And a lot of people are spiritual teachers and spiritual healers, and they deserve to make money and they deserve to make good money. So it's truly not everyone doing that, because they're providing a great service. And I think that's wonderful. However, there's select people. I just wondered if they were more invested in selling the course than actually guiding you towards a connection with the divine. And I don't know these people that well. And so I could be so wrong. Maybe they just felt like, oh, I have to be in sales mode right now, which could be so true, right? I could be so wrong in this. Yeah, it stopped feeling like teaching, and sometimes it would feel like marketing. And then this came the idea that maybe I need to take a break for a bit. I mean, then came ideas that made me pause even harder. Somewhere along the way, parts of the spiritual connection, or maybe I'll just say community, and not everybody, obviously, because I feel like so many of us were feeling this too. Social media became very loud and really lashing out, and became obsessed with causes and beliefs that to me had nothing to do with actual connection or compassion. In fact, the exact opposite of compassion. And I feel like those need to be acknowledged. And people were dismissing certain things that maybe it's not as easy for everyone to live the lifestyle you're living. I don't know. Positions that felt more about ego and fear than about love or truth. And they dress it up as, when people would say waking up. I know some people mean well and do not have ill intentions when they say we are waking up or something like that. And I've said it too many times. But when you really think about it, those words can be not fair for all humans, because we're human. There was certain rhetoric that I felt was a little selfish and a lack of care for other people who might not have their same privilege or might not have their same experience. And so I started to kind of get turned off. I did. I was like, ooh, I want to just step away. I want to step away from Instagram for a while. I can't deal. It reminded me of something very familiar. Dogma, right? The same kind of rigid belief system I had tried to step away from. Suddenly there were rules again. I don't want someone to tell me how to live my life. But there were rules like, if you don't believe this, or if you believe this, you're asleep. If you question this, you're not enlightened enough. Ugh, I can't deal. I mean, and you know what? What if it's true? Okay, well, my human is in a space right now that's like very disgusted by that rhetoric. It turns me off. And it was like, wait a second. Didn't we come here to get free from this exact thing? I mean, that was at least my spiritual experience. I didn't want to be told how to see life, how to live in order to be the most quote-unquote enlightened. I just wanted to enjoy being human. I want to connect with humans, but I don't want to call someone asleep or quote-unquote awake, right? I find it a little cringy. It triggers something inside of me from my childhood that turns me off. And there was one point in particular when I felt deeply triggered, right? It struck such a chord in me because I've been part of a church which happens to be like the richest church in the world now, or one of them. And what I will say is that being raised in that environment, I know what it feels like when people are being told what to think and what to fear. And thankfully, I had a father who wanted me to go and test out other religions. And when I realized other religions were actually a little more open-minded, I connected with that more, I was able to convert, right? And I had that luxury, the privilege of having a dad who was like, I want you to explore. And so I did explore. And then the more I explored, the more I just wanted total freedom, right? And just to find spirituality within myself and connect with God or the divine. However, I feel like connecting, whether that's prayer or through meditation or whatever, and be able to live life how I wanted to live it, be able to make mistakes as a human, be able to live a messy, beautiful human life. Anyway, so as 2020 hit and the world kind of went wild, I couldn't ignore the similarities between a strict religion based that is very dogmatic and also what a lot of spiritualists, quote unquote, were preaching about. And also how to vote and stuff like that. I was like, that was a moment I started to pull back, especially if I didn't align with whatever their values were. And so I felt disillusioned, like the very thing that had given me life and freedom was starting to rot from the inside. And I'd ask myself, Am I being duped? Is all of this just another version of control? Maybe they don't realize that they're doing it, because most of the people do mean well. Maybe you felt this too. Maybe you've noticed the ways spirituality can turn into a performance or a marketplace or even just another way to divide people into, quote unquote, these people are awake versus these people are asleep. Right? It hurt, honestly, because I love spirituality. I made a podcast for it, and I am not innocent. I know that I got deep into the rabbit hole too. I found myself in 2020 questioning it all, and I would go in and out. I would kind of talk about that. I would talk about how I was struggling a bit, and now I was questioning it all. Sometimes I'd be all in, finding comfort in rituals and connection, and other times I'd slam the door shut, thinking, nope, I'm done. This feels just like the thing that I left behind. And so here's the hard truth. I needed those breaks. I needed to step away and to see what was mine and what was just noise. So here's the thing. I didn't just walk away once and for all. I went in and out. And there would be seasons where I was all in, lighting the candles, pulling the cards, meditating, journaling, noticing every single little synchronicity, every 444, right? Which I love to do. And then feeling like the universe was speaking directly to me through songs and numbers and dreams and little encounters with strangers. It was beautiful. And I love synchronicities. I'd feel anchored, held like I was finally in rhythm with life again. And then there would be other seasons where I'd push it all away. I'd think, nope, this feels tainted. This feels like the same old dogma I left behind, just dressed up in crystals. And then in those moments, I couldn't bring myself to do a single ritual. Even a deck of oracle cards would sit on my shelf collecting dust. And at first, I felt guilty about that, like I was failing, like maybe I wasn't spiritual enough, or maybe I was just quote unquote falling asleep, as some people say. But over time, I started to realize, no, this is just being human. This is me giving myself permission to question and to rest and to step back when it doesn't feel good. And sometimes stepping out was the only way I could reconnect with what was real for me. It was the pause that allowed me to say, okay, what's mine here and what's noise? Because there is a difference, and there's always been a difference. And if you've ever felt that push and pull too, you're not alone. We don't have to be on all the time. We don't have to be endlessly inspired, right? Endlessly manifesting, endlessly positive. That's not real life. Real life is cycles. There are days you feel deeply connected and days you feel completely disconnected. Both are part of the path. I think of it like waves. Sometimes the tide is in. Sometimes it's out, but the ocean is always there. My connection to the divine never actually disappears. Even when I step away from the practices or the communities or the teachings, it's still there, waiting, patient. And that realization softened everything for me. I didn't have to shame myself for the times I walked away, right? I didn't have to label myself as a fraud or a failure. I could just accept. Yeah, I've gone in and out, and that's not weakness. That is just part of what keeps my connection honest. And so where I am now is a much softer place. I've realized I can separate the noise from what feels like truth to me. I can separate humans with all their opinions and their egos and their conspiracies and their sales funnels from my own direct connection with the divine and the conspiracies I like and my ego. And so when I do that, spirituality feels pure again. And because at its core, my practice isn't about believing in the wildest story or proving how quote unquote awake I am. It's about peace. It's about remembering that I am held. Even on days when I feel completely lost, it's about tapping into that quiet current that runs underneath everything and reminding me that there is more to this life than what we see on the surface. Now, my spirituality looks less like a checklist of practices and honestly just more like a relationship. Sometimes it's a prayer, whispered before bed or just in my mind. And sometimes I do it the way I was taught when I was a kid growing up in a church, where I will kneel on the bed, put my hands together onto my forehead and pray because that feels right. Now my spirituality, I mean, sometimes it's also pulling one card because I feel connected to the divine. Sometimes it's pulling 10 cards. Sometimes it's just standing outside, feeling the sun on my skin and thinking, this is it. This is the divine. This is God. This is connection. It's simple. It's not flashy, but it's real. And I think what's shifted most is my willingness to trust myself as well, and to know that if something feels off, I don't have to force it, and I don't have to explain it away, and I don't have to agree with someone who presents themselves as very spiritually connected. It's okay to not agree with everyone. I can just honor that feeling and step back, and I can also lean into what feels nourishing, even if it doesn't make sense to anyone else. For me, that's the whole point. This is your own magic, not mine, not some influencers, not a community's. No, this is yours. Your connection with the divine is yours, and no one else gets to define it for you. And when I strip everything else away, the teachings, the dogmas, the conspiracies, the drama, what's left is simple. I just want to find peace as a human, truly, and just live my best life. I just want to remember that I am part of something bigger, something loving, something infinite. That's enough, and that's more than enough. And it really helps me when my human is going through something, like an episode of depression or experiencing a lot of anxiety or pain, heartbreak, whatever, and just being able to tap back in to that space for healing and for understanding and grace. That is one of the most beautiful pieces about being connected with what you believe spiritually that really does resonate with you. Because maybe somebody will tell you what to see or how to see something, and maybe that's beautiful and it works for them, but maybe it doesn't work for you, and that's okay. So to wrap this all up, listening to Taylor's new album reminded me of something so true about my life. At first, something can feel light, fun, maybe even surface level. But when you give it time and when you really sit with it, the depth shows up. You hear the metaphors you missed. You feel the layers you didn't catch the first time. That's been my journey with spirituality too. On the surface, it looked like freedom and like sparkles and rituals and synchronicities, and it was. But when I sat with it longer, I found both the brilliance and the flaws. And I found the magic and I found the noise. And now I know I don't have to throw it all away just because some of it feels off. I can separate the human messiness from the divine connection. I knew I was going to talk about my experience with spirituality for this Magic Monday, but I love the synchronicity of how I also was excited to listen to Taylor, and then this kind of blended together, this parallel, so seamlessly. And maybe that's the most spiritual thing we can do as well, is to keep coming back to what feels real and to what brings peace, to what excites us, the synchronicities. Even when the world around feels very confusing or contradictory, what brings us back to peace or to ourselves? So if you're listening to this and you've had your own in and out moments, maybe you felt turned on by spirituality and then turned off. Maybe you've walked away and you've come back again. Maybe right now you're off. I want you to know that that's not failure. That's not you being quote unquote asleep or not enough, in my opinion. I genuinely don't think that's you being asleep or anything. That's just you being human. And the divine is still with you always. Anyway, that's my two cents. It's truly how I see it this day and age. And I just felt like I needed to share that. If you're wondering why I stepped away for so long or why I had checked out, well, my human was going through it, but she's returned more expanded. And so anyway, thank you for letting me share my messy, beautiful, blunt truth today. And I hope it reminds you that your connection is yours. No one else's to define. No one else's to take away. And with that, I'll close us here. And don't forget, we have Witchy Wednesday. I'm kind of going with the flow this week to see what I want to talk about. I don't even know yet. Maybe I'll do something with astrology or human design. I don't know yet. We'll see what feels right. We'll see what happens for Witchy Wednesday. And until then, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And thank you for your magic.